There's a wonderful feeling in the hearts and the minds, in a world that is sick of blood and shame. And the battle for glory and the peace we will find when we lay down the sword and the flame. They'll be shouting and singing, there'll be joy everywhere. There'll be banners from every land unfurled. There'll be jubilant ringing of the bells everywhere when there's peace, precious peace in this world. No more bombs bursting loudly in the air. In the land of tomorrow, when all nations declare, no more war in this world anymore. They'll be shouting and singing, there'll be joy everywhere. There'll be banners from every land unfurled. There'll be jubilant ringing of the bells everywhere when there's peace, precious peace in this world. In this world.
Thank you. Thank you.
We want to think just for a minute about some of, we're going to think about Etta Baker actually right now. Etta was 93 years old when she passed away, lived in Morganton, North Carolina. She was a friend of mine for, gosh, almost 40 years. Really sweet, wonderful lady. And you would be completely fooled if you thought she was just a sweet, wonderful lady, because she was actually quite a tough lady in a way. I remember I was taking her around to the schools one time in North Carolina, and I was driving my old Chevy too, and she looks up at me, she says, "David, do you like to drive fast?" I said, "No, Ed, I don't really care much about driving fast at all." She said, "Oh, I dearly love to drive fast." She said, "I used to have a 1965 GTO, had 384 horsepower, four on the floor, dual barrel carbs, positive traction, rear end, and Tiger Paw radials." She said, "That thing would do 180 miles an hour." I said, "Etta Baker, you mean you used to drive up and down I-40 at 180 miles an hour?" She said, "Oh, no, 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 no. I made a deal with the Lord." She said, "I promised him that if he never would give me a ticket, I never would go a mile over 150. Here's one of her songs. She played what we call Piedmont blues style, sort of the precursor of Chet Atkins' Doc Watson.